Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Our world.
tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. You're listening to
Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer requests, for my God is truly able.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God you can't hurry.
You can't hurry. He'll be there. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time. Oh, you can't hurry God. Oh, no, you just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God you can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh.
God is the way maker. With great powers untold, he will give you the strength and the courage you need to help you care. He's a God you can't hurry. He'll be there, don't you worry.
Well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh. God is a way maker. The great powers untold. He will give you the strength and the courage you need to help you carry on.
I'm
going away
until my change comes.
Oh, wait on.
My life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, they help you save your feet. Cast your cares on Him. Supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will say. Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness.
recognize something like a preacher. Look, just to death, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean, put my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on.
Thank you. God bless you, Sister Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Like, we can't get this problem fixed with the echoing and the voices can't hear me. And I'm at the point where I'm tired. But other than that, I am fine.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Praise God. But anyway, we're waiting on our speaker. So in the meantime, I'll play a selection until
okay.
She arrives. Praise God.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with devotion. You provide the spirit.
here I am to proclaim my life worth more than diamonds and rubies and gold. It's all right if you try to put me to the test. My God is greater and can more than handle your mess. Quicksand, uh-oh, he thought I was oh no. Just like in a millionaire, he threw me a lifeline. Then he pulled me from the darkest place, left me in the richest way. New life, new thought, new swag, I knew you wish you had. Took me out when you had the chance, but God redeemed me and he gave me a chance to unlock the gates of hell. Your tactics can't prevail. What my God had for me, supersede the enemy.
and is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah. My God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yes. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, He is. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, He is able. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know He's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Yeah. I came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I tried it for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God.
Look at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say who you see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he's worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there's none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. The writer said, when my marriage was ending some years ago, it was a difficult time for me. I was looking for a new place to give, to live, and rebuild my life. And I was short of money. Exhausted from disappointment, fear, and hurt.
Praise God.
He said that he was exhausted and hurt. I would cry unexpectedly, no matter where I was. So I tried not to see anyone because I thought people might think I was looking for pity. But when my friend Lillian called and said, come have lunch with me, I could not say no. I needed her warmth and love more than ever. Still, I was determined not to cry because Lillian had enough pain of her own and I didn't want to inflict any of mine. For years, she had suffered from arthritis, and every move was an agony. I felt guilty sitting in Lillian's kitchen, letting her make our favorite BLT. Let me do something, I said. She shouldn't be waiting on me. No, no, she said. It's good for me to move around. I literally basked in her care as we lingered at the table, each with our own pain. Lillian talked freely about hers, but I did not mention mine. Before I left, Lillian asked me to pray with her, which we often did together. I welcomed the opportunity to ask God's blessings for my dear friend. But before I could offer a word in her behalf, Lillian began to pray out loud for me. My friend has a broken heart, Lord, she said, and her pain is as real as mine. Help her as you are surely helping me. Ease the pain. Take away her fears and share her tears. I couldn't speak because I was crying. But for the first time, my tears brought me comfort. Somehow, because my friend was with me, I felt as if Christ himself was there, lifting my pain from me. By keeping my hurt to myself, I have prevented Christ ministering to me. So now, when I have more tears than I can handle, I pray for a friend to share them. Words of wisdom. The prayer of intercession means prayer for others. It is our faint echo of Christ's everlasting intercession for us before the throne of God. It is love and concern for people lifted to the highest point as we bring them before the throne of God in prayer. I do not know why God should need our prayers or why he gives us the unspeakable privilege of helping him in his world. But I am sure he does. I am sure that human intercession adds something to the creative and redemptive energy even of God himself. I am sure that the people he can most deeply depend on the prayers who lift up other people before him and hold them there in prayer. God's promise. Jesus said, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Matthew 18:19-20. Prayer. Christ, praying in the garden while others slept, you know the necessity and the pain of standing alone. Be with me now in my loneliness. Help me to find strength in solitariness, peace in the silence, and the presence of God in the absence of friends. Turn my thoughts from myself that I may seek, not so much to find companionship as to give companionship to others. Amen. The Best Gift by Leslie Parrott, as told to Jane Johnson Strunk. God's Word. 1 Thessalonians 5:25 in the New Living Translation. Dear brothers and sisters, pray for us. The writer says, when my husband left and I discovered I was pregnant with our son, John, we were delighted. But 13 weeks into my pregnancy, complications started and never stopped. I went to the doctor, who ordered an ultrasound. She uncovered a urine condition that put me at high risk for a second trimester miscarriage. Subsequently, ultrasound showed a 1 in a million problem with the placenta that limited John's growth. Every time we went to the doctor, the news was worse. We dreaded each visit. By 18 weeks, I developed pregnancy-induced hypertension and was put on complete bed rest. I was given steroids to help John's lungs develop. The doctors knew that with his tiny size, if John could not make it to week 28, he wouldn't survive. I felt miserable all over, and the medication made it worse. I was even too sick for visitors. That's why the prayers of others were so important to me. Every time the doctors expressed a concern about John's lack of growth, friends and family started praying. There were times we hadn't even had an opportunity to mention we were going to the doctor, and someone would call to say, "I was up praying for you all last night. Just wanted you to know." People who did not even know us prayed faithfully for us. I have never known that kind of support before. Miraculously, we made it to week 28. On February the 8th, 1998, John was born. He weighed 1 pound, 8 ounces. He immediately dropped to 1 pound because of a problem with his intestines. John had to have major surgery, then was on total life support and ventilator. We were tender emotionally. I was recovering from surgery. And John was so tiny. Les wedding band fit all the way up to his little shoulders. But the prayer support of people who gathered around us kept us going. I felt a strength, a peace beyond myself that enabled me to get through enough everything we faced. After 3 months, John came home. He was still on oxygen and weighed 3 pounds, the smallest baby the hospital has ever released to date. John's such a little go-getter. By his first birthday, he weighed 14 pounds, 5 ounces. When you have a preemie, there's no guarantee about his physical or developmental well-being. That's helped me focus on what's really important, John's knowledge of God. Our experience has changed my view of prayer. These gifts were given where those prayers for baby John, no other gift has meant so much. I now know with new certainties it's the most powerful way I can join others in their struggles too. Praise God. Words of wisdom. I believe the greatest cry around the world today is pray for me. All of us are here today because someone has prayed for us. Praise be to God. I know I am in debt to so many people for their wonderful prayers. Martin Luther said that the shoemaker makes shoes, the tailor makes clothes, and the Christian's prayers. Prayer can change a person's life. It can change the world. Prayer is a challenge to me. If I pray for someone, it challenges me to love and to help that person. Amen. God's promise. James 5:16, New Living. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results. Let us pray. Father, it's your love that heals us, body and soul. Thank you for the way you reveal this tremendous love through other people. Help me to realize that persistent prayer is nothing other than persistent love. May I remember this when I am tempted to quit praying. As I persist, reveal your love through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray. Post-op. God's word. Paul went in to see Publius' father, and after prayer, placed his hand on him and healed him. Acts 28:8. The writer said, something was trying to kill me. I could feel it in my gut. This was supposed to be a simple operation. Though only 33 years old, my gallbladder had become so diseased it resembled an old man and was causing me great pain, making it impossible for me to eat. The surgeon recommended the standard treatment, remove the gallbladder. I agreed, eager to be rid of the malfunctioning organ, 2 days after Christmas in 1996. I entered the hospital for a routine surgery. The anesthesiologist administered the anesthesia, and I was soon ushered into a dark and dreamless sleep. Ouch, something was wrong. I couldn't open my eyes or move a muscle, but I could feel someone tearing inside my stomach. The pain was unbearable, but I could not scream. Had I awakened before the surgery was over, I managed a weak thought. Help me, Lord. Moments later, I welcomed the darkness that swerved back into my consciousness. The next time I woke, I knew the surgery was over because I opened my eyes and saw myself in the recovery room. The pain in my stomach, where the surgery had been performed, was overwhelming. I groaned and immediately tried to sit up, not caring that the two nurses near me were trying to hold me down. This isn't supposed to hurt this much, I thought. Something is wrong. Apparently, I was too strong for my two helpers. The nurse in charge quickly sent the other running to get help to hold me down. I was dangerously close to ripping the IV out of my arm and could possibly tear the flesh, stitches in my stomach, breath. I knew I needed to relax, ignore the pain, then lie back down. But I wasn't strong enough to do it myself. I grabbed onto the metal bar of my bed and became aware of the one nurse left behind, still trying to calm me down. "Pray for me," I croaked to her. Then I demanded it. "Somebody pray for me." "Okay, okay, just lie. Pray for me." "Okay." She took a deep breath and placed her hand on my arm. "Heavenly Father," as soon as she spoke that name, a sense of peace flooded through me, starting at my head and trickling all the way down to my toes. I felt the Holy Spirit saying, "I'm here. No matter what happens, I'm here." I watched my hand relax its grip on the cloth. I still felt pain, but I was in control of my body once more. Slowly, I lay back onto the gurney. The nurse kept praying. To be honest, I don't know what she said, but I watched her lips move as she continued praying for me. "Read to me," I said, "from the Bible. Read to me." More medical staff arrived and were beginning to surround me. "Get me a Bible," the nurse commanded. I saw someone pass a book into her open hand. She flipped it open, paging through to find what she wanted. Then she began to read. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." I closed my eyes. The merciful darkness soon came swerving back into my mind. "Thank you, Lord," I whispered to myself. Then I slept. When I woke again later, all was calm. I was sore and weak, but the agonizing pain had been dulled by pain medication. I was in a private room. Now my wife sat next to me, pale face. "You had a rough time in there," she said. "I was really afraid for you." "So was I thought. "So was I." My operation had complications. While removing my gallbladder, the surgeon had accidentally spilled scores of gas stones inside my body. He had carefully removed each one, but that added task had apparently triggered unexpected pain for me. I am grateful for that nurse, a woman who, at my point of great need, was willing to pray for me and for my father, who paused to answer her prayer. Words of wisdom. The real business of your life as a saved soul is intercessory prayer. God's promise. The prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make them well. James 5:15 in New Living Translation. Let us pray. This morning, O Christ, bird sings, pour in through the open windows of hospitals. There are pain, gazed eyes, looking out to where trees dressed in the green lace of spring are eloquent of recurring life. Thou, O Christ, art the author of this new life. Will thou even now visit the sick as thou were ever wont to do? Lay upon pure brows the cool fingers of thy love. May those who suffer, whom we may now be for thee, feel thy presence at their bedside and have the realization at this moment of thy touch, bring into new life and strength and health. We thank thee for the healings that have come, for the restoration that have been received, for many prayers answered. We thank thee that thou dost still heal today. We thank thee for this, the sweetest word of the gospel message, that thou dost come with healing in thy wings. We thank thee that thou hast heard and answered this prayer, born of our faith in thee as the great physician. In thy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At the center of our being, we are hushed. The experience is more profound than mere silence or lack of words. There is still time. There is stillness, to be sure, but it is a less listening stillness. We feel more alive, more active than we ever do when our minds are asked with muchness and manyness. Sometimes, and some things deep inside us has been awakened and brought to attention. Our spirit is on tiptoe, alert and listening. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading of his words this evening. And I pray that it was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. And now at this time, I am going to close us out for this evening. And on behalf of my Pastor Prophet R. D. Wiggins, my co-host Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our devotional message, our inspirational music, and at 6:45, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will be here to pray for those who desire prayers. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy DuVos from Led by God's Christian Ministries down in Alpharetta, Georgia, will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. So bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. Shalom to everyone. And on that note, we're going to rise on up out of here. Praise be to God. Good night, everybody. Love you guys. Shalom.
Rise. Rise. Oh. Take to the sky.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.